Everyone knows how to sing. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos, but Pepe's Mexican restaurants have a lot more going on than tacos. Enchiladas, tamales, flautas, carne asada, chile rellenos, mole, and much more. And we've got the best margaritas and Mexican beers around. What's not to love?
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, Big Poppy, DXL wants to know how you excel.
I excel under pressure.
DJ Khaled.
I excel for the encore.
And Sundance.
I excel at any key.
Oh, yeah.
DXL, the destination for men's XL style. Unrivaled fits from hundreds of brands. Visit DestinationXL.com or a store near you. However you excel, excel in style.
Time to excel.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to know.
It was worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump with a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say with every game, every transaction, every outcome. Regardless of the record of the team, are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitchell Trubisky is good, the answer is yes.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Rohde. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten basketball at Allstate Arena. Join Chicago's Big Ten team this winter for great matchups with Michigan State, Wisconsin, and more. Tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Bears 49ers this Sunday at Soldier Field, and it sounds like San Francisco head coach Kyle of the Shanahans has always wanted Jimmy Garoppolo on his side.
I've been impressed by Jimmy since I studied him hard in college. You know, I put a lot of time into him at Eastern Illinois. Actually went down to Northwestern and worked him out there when he came out, had dinner with him. Been watching him since he was in the NFL. Was excited about him coming out of the draft, and everything that he's done with the little tape he's had in the NFL, I've only felt stronger.
He was a second-round pick of the Patriots in 2014. The Rolling Meadows High School star makes his first start with SF on Sunday. The Bears today re-signed safety Chris Przinski, who had been available since he was cut in September by the Bears. The Cubs and Jake Arrieta. The Cubs want the pitcher back, but according to John Heyman of FanRag Sports, there's a disagreement on number of years right now, as in Arrieta would like a 6 or 7 year deal while the Cubs would prefer shorter. Blackhawks with a sturdy stretch coming up. Host Dallas tonight at the Stars, then on Saturday. Home against Los Angeles on Sunday, so back-to-backs in there. Bulls ball in Denver tonight. Tiger Woods playing well in the Bahamas. 3-under through 13, 2 back of the leader, Ricky Fowler, who is through 11 holes today. And NFL, one team will get back to 500 tonight. Washington at Dallas, 7 p.m. right here on 670 The Score. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Liberty Auto City. Visit libertyautocity.com.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
John Fox is issuing all kinds of non-denial denials that Trey McBride was cut because he was one of the guys that was in that overheard argument at Halas Hall.
What is Trey McBride arguing about?
I don't know. Who's the worst wide receiver?
Doug Bell is like, look at these hands. These hands ain't never caught a ball clean.
Anything can bounce off these hands. Right. These things are trampolines.
These hands got too much sauce on them. That's why I can't hold on to a pass.
But yeah, I can't run a correct route.
Is Trey McBride giving him the Wayne Krabet? Like, I'm a star. You're a flashlight.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Carol Johnston.
I don't know if you've toned it down, but every time a Moose Johnston game came on my television, I'd point to my lady and say, look at this dude. Where did you get your style from?
Actually, a guy in Dallas helps me out, and he's got he's from Spain, so he's got a very European flair to his style. So, you know, I will have some plaid on plaid. I will have some stripe on plaid. Very rarely do we go a plain white shirt or a plain solid colored shirt. He prefers solid ties over solid shirts. It's been fun. It's one of my favorite things on Twitter is after the game. You just get some tremendous comments. Yeah, I'm not going to give a presentation or get a bank loan because I'll never be just in a plain blue suit with a white shirt and a red tie.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
So, not surprisingly, we've been hearing from some Illini faithful as we talk about the state of that football program. And, of course, my phone buzzes during the break. And it's somebody who is a graduate and a current donor.
Okay.
Who is personally cares about the state of the football program and said, hey, Bernstein, those are 18 and 19 year olds out there against some grown men. He said, these guys who are transferring are leaving because you love these guys are getting ready to take their place.
I mentioned this freshman and sophomore.
He said, and in football, this is his point, in football, when you are 18 or 19, he said he thought one kid was just barely even 18, that especially in line play, you're going to get killed. That larger adults are going to kill these underdeveloped guys. Hell, you were just talking about Marvin Bagley and looking in basketball, you might see it in body language. In football, you're talking about physics.
Yeah.
And he said, just this is a serious rebuild. It is a complete from rip to the studs rebuild. So when you're talking about these children aging into their football bodies, that you can't expect to compete when everybody else has 22-year-olds and you have 18-year-olds.
I mean, Michigan.
I just don't know if they're any good.
Well, Michigan lose 22 players the last two drafts, I believe, something like that. And Michigan's been playing with a lot of underclassmen as well. Now, of course, Michigan's recruiting base is a lot deeper and the talent pool is a lot better than Illinois's. I just don't know. I don't know what's a realistic expectation for Illinois football to win the Big Ten once every, 15 years, something like that? You know, when Ohio State is down, and that doesn't look like that's going to happen again for a very long time. When Michigan is down, maybe. I don't know what the expectation is. Because we talk about it being a basketball school, and we talk about it being a stepping stone school for basketball. So if it's a stepping stone school for basketball, and basketball is the most popular sport, what do you have there? Are there any other comps in the nation for the kind of turnaround that they're hoping to have, where it's a middling basketball school and that really doesn't care about football, and oh, look at the football program, just pass the basketball program by. Like, what? Where else has that happened in the rest of the country where we can look at the blueprint that, that team or that AD has set?
Yeah, how many schools have sustained top of the line revenue generating basketball, football, and been national championship competitive at both over a long period of time?
Now, long period of time?
Well, for a while, Florida was there.
Yeah. Texas, Stanford.
Michigan. I mean, Stanford, you're talking about competing for national championships. And I mean, basketball, occasionally they get a guy.
A couple of Sweet 16 runs in there, the Lopez twins.
Todd Lichty.
Wow.
It is really difficult to do, even though you think it wouldn't be. You think that something could be scaled up to a certain size where you just have all the money.
Florida.
And some years, look, you know, Oklahoma State would have a year. Alabama would have a year.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Where you get that Blake Griffin year, and then a couple of years after that, they rode that wave with recruits for a couple of years. By the way, Alabama has something for your ass. I'm telling you now, if you want to
watch... They have something for my ass?
Yes.
I need something for my ass.
And not just ass cream.
Roll down tide.
Colin Sexton.
Okay.
Is point guard for Alabama, who scored 31 in the second half a couple of days ago. He went off again last night, if I'm not mistaken. Now, the reason why I knew Colin Sexton from a couple of years ago, because the kid that we've talked about, Simeon player, that I'm close to, killed this kid in AAU ball. And I'm like, yo, that's a pretty damn good player that you just went up against. But no, Colin Sexton, Avery Johnson is the head coach at Alabama, and he's got himself a backcourt. Not just a point guard, but an entire backcourt of really, really good players. But yeah, Alabama, if they can get it going ever... Yeah, Florida with Noah and Brewer and Horford, they won the same year. Weren't they in there the same year Tebow was there? Weren't Noah on the campus same year as Tebow?
I think so.
He was down there? So it would probably be that, right? But you talk about the resources to do it. Texas every year should be that school where we're going to win in football, we're going to win in basketball.
UCLA.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. USC's got a top 10 team this year, too. Yeah, so... Why is it so hard? Maybe because you've got to pay one coach over the other.
Why?
Can you really foot the bill for two $7 million state employees? I'm asking.
Sure.
Oklahoma State.
They've got all the money in the world.
T-Boone Pickens.
Yes.
And the boys.
Cut checks.
Duke.
Yeah, the 815 suggests Michigan State. Yeah, basketball, you know that Tom Izzo's always in the conversation.
Like D'Antonio. Yeah, Notre Dame's got a top five team this year. Just the football side of things, they can't quite make it through that regular season schedule. Might want to jump yourself in a conference so you can catch an easy year every once in a while.
Boy, the 630 says, the built-in excuse of our players are young in college sports is BS. That's from Mailman Keith.
Well, it's a reality or an excuse.
Yeah, there is something to be said. When you have that many 18-year-olds.
The first thing I thought was freshmen and sophomores, they've been playing a lot of them. They've been playing... They're two deeps. You're talking about an 18-year-old in the rotation.
In basketball, you're absolutely right. In football, when it's physics.
Yeah, physical maturity.
This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. John is in Milwaukee. He's on the score. Hi, John.
Hey, gentlemen, I was going to lob in kind of a subtle team here that may not come to mind immediately, but how about the Badgers? I mean, they always have a decent football program that's been around the Rose Bowl, and then their basketball team seems to make it to pretty deep in the tournament every year.
That's a great point. That's a great one of those schools that you can count on, maybe a Sweet 16 out of them, and also being in a you know, close to New Year's Day bowl game. This year they're going to be it looks like they will be in the college football playoff. This kid had a surgery on his knee.
Yeah.
And is going to play. And he said it. JT Barrett, if you didn't watch the Ohio State-Michigan game, God bless your soul, because that was, even though they were close in the third quarter, you just knew Ohio State was going to pull away. JT Barrett, after Urban Meyer said, we're not going to talk about his injury. They walk over to JT Barrett, and JT Barrett's like, yeah, it popped out like it did before, but we popped it back in. Everything will be fine for next week. And then you read today that he had surgery, and then he's going to play in the Big Ten championship game. It's like, wait a minute here.
Okay.
Like, but when how does this happen all in 1 week?
Because when you describe what they did.
It's a meniscus.
They right? went in to just shave off an edge of meniscus.
But it's still going in, though, right?
It is.
So, like, how do you... How do you tell the body to heal up in 3 days like that? I mean, there's still a wound.
Correct. You're still.
You never know how guys are going to react, you know, on any kind of insertion in terms of surgery. Like
alone the anti-inflammatory medication and how much. Everybody, hey, Russell Westbrook did something like this,
yes,
too,
he
remember?
Did. Yes, he
Russell
did.
Westbrook, I want to say it was.
Pulled Derrick Rose's card.
It was like 10 days, I want to say.
Patrick Beverley situation.
Same deal, though. Mm-hmm. It was also, there was a little edge of a meniscus, and they just went in, and they trimmed it off, and next thing you know, he's back out there because he's Wolverine.
And if Wisconsin's going to win. Now, if you let a gimpy JT Barrett beat you, I don't ever want to see another tweet from you again.
Or
your text messages, all the Wisconsin. Because the Wisconsin gang is, they roll hard. They roll thick.
Or it's possible.
Like they come for you.
Do you think it's possible?
I respect that out of the Wisconsin people.
Maybe this is just a smokescreen. Maybe there's absolutely no way he's going to play. And
the redshirt freshman kid played Haskins Jr. Yeah. They just find another
Every
huge
time.
Kid, 6'4", 230 pounds. He's running over everybody.
They won a national championship with a third quarterback.
True. Cardale Jones.
Come on.
Yeah, true.
They won a national title.
What about Ohio State? We're talking about a lot of Big Ten teams.
Yeah,
that
they're
be
down
able to
in
do
basketball,
that,
though. They, whatever reason, are. It's sometimes.
The Thad Mata thing is. Big Ten teams, you feel like all Power Five, like the top of Power Five conferences, should have the resources with these networks, and especially in the Big Ten. We've mentioned three of them already. We've mentioned Wisconsin, we've mentioned Michigan State, and we've mentioned Michigan. Even though, I mean, hell, let's not act like Michigan wasn't in the championship game, 4 years ago against Louisville, right?
Yeah, how many
Tim Hardaway Jr. and Trey Burke.
How many people could name the current Ohio State basketball coach?
Ooh.
I had to look it up.
It's not bad.
No. That's gone. Yeah. I had to look it up.
I always used to mistake.
Anybody? Can anybody name the Ohio State basketball
If Chris
coach?
Do you have a computer in front of you, Tanny? Yet?
I do, yeah. So, you know, I disqualify myself, even though I know it's Chris Holtman.
Yes, it is.
I'm not going to penalize myself for knowing these things.
Yeah, Tanny Hoops over there.
Yeah, right. I had to look it up. They hired Butler's Chris Holtman. Okay. Maybe he's great. You guys were making fun of Chris Holtman that one time when you made that joke about the thing.
Hey. How about Northwestern? Huh?
Stop.
Huh?
You gotta stop.
Huh? Tournament bound Northwestern Wildcats.
And this texter says, you guys aren't talking about the story of the day.
What's
Jim
that?
Nabors died at age 87. You know, there's nothing much there for me.
Presented to you, Dan Bernstein.
I get dead Jim Nabors. You're rolling out his old bones in my desk.
Extrapolate some thoughts, my man.
I got nothing. I've never seen a full episode of Gomer Pyle.
I got nothing.
And I never really cared that he sang Back Home Again in Indiana before, was it for the Indianapolis 500?
Yeah.
Right? Nothing.
He looks like a great guy to go cow tipping with. Like, I don't.
I know the Gomer Pyle catchphrases.
Mm-hmm.
I know his brother's name was Goober Pyle, and I always like the, you know, calling people Gomers and Goobers because it's
kind of scared
fun.
Me.
Yeah.
He was 87. I mean, what do you. That's, hey, if that's the story of the day, then we might as well close up shop right now.
And
start re racking everything for the best of show.
Yeah, Terry always talked about some giant compound in Maui that he had, that Jim Nabors had some massive complex
royalties.
In Maui. Yeah, I don't know. But
cash
I have,
and checks?
I've got nothing. Usually some celebrity, I've got something. Nothing. Didn't mean anything to me. And
you played. You played, was it David Cassidy like that the other day?
Yeah.
You played him pretty hard. Like, he went with dementia and all the other bad things that can happen to you in old age. And
he had dementia also?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought I read that he had dementia and he sat there and he died with his family around his bed.
Okay. Well, worst ways to go, I guess.
But I was leaning on, there's certain things I lean on you for in life.
I can't help you. I got no David Cassidy thoughts. I never watched that show. That show is weird. I didn't like it. And
Partridge Family, right?
Yeah.
Bonaducci vibe and
driving around a bus and probably. I don't know. It's just that, and I've never seen.
I'd like to. We should explore the things that Bernstein conveniently missed in terms of pop culture through the 70s and 80s. Because the Ric Flair thing blew everyone's
Jim
mind.
Jim Neighbors was not 70s and 80s. That's like 60s. Yeah.
All right. But I was talking about Cassidy, though.
Oh.
That was wheelhouse. Come on, Dan. were you into?
I watched the Brady Bunch.
Did you like that?
Did you? I like that. I mean, you know me. I was watching Match Game. I was really into the original Match Game. If I had to pick like a 70s, like when I was a kid, some of the game shows. I loved $20,000 Pyramid. I loved Match Game.
Mrs. Brady.
I didn't have, for me, all the rural comedies, all of these middle American, like Beverly Hillbillies.
Kind of creeped you out.
Green Acres.
We watched Beverly Hillbillies.
I've got nothing. And every once in a while, there would be like a Gilligan's Island on.
I never rocked with Gilligan's Island because I didn't want to see a skinny dude get bullied for 30 minutes. And then you got
literally hit him with his hat.
Let's keep it a buck. You're on an island. There's a big fat guy. There's a skinny tall guy. And there's a professor who...
Cannibalism, right?
No.
That's what I always say.
Just take his body, just stretch his carcass out, hang the meat to dry. And then you've got two beautiful women there. What are you guys doing? Just chalk it up. You know, one of the dudes has got to go, and then you match up.
What's the deal?
What's the deal with all these guys trying to get off an island with two beautiful women? Like, what are we doing here? You got a dude who can. You had MacGyver before MacGyver. This dude can make a radio out of a coconut, but you couldn't fit.
Why leave? You got Big Time Basketball there with the Globetrotters.
Right. Will Chamberlain was on there, if I'm not mistaken. That's what happened. Will came through and was like, you know what? We won't be able to ever fill that void. Yeah. We might as well just try to get back to dry land.
Wilt showed up. I don't know if I saw that one, but that's what I...
I think I just made that up in my mind that Will Chamberlain showed up on the Gilligan's Island.
People are mad at me now. Bernstein, Gomer, and Goober were cousins, not brothers.
Well,
how do you know the difference?
Exactly.
Come on.
So Jim Neighbors being the number one story today is really...
That's blowing my mind. The texter says that's the lead story of the day.
That's blowing my mind.
I don't care that he's dead.
Well...
I don't care.
Well, you got... At some point, one of these...
didn't care if he was alive.
One of these famous people that dies, you're going to have to care. Because you're getting to the age where you watch...
I know.
The people that are falling off now...
I care that Tom Petty died. Yeah. I care that Malcolm Young died. I care that Walter Becker died. Oh, there's Bowie, Prince. There's guys, but not Jim Neighbors.
And not
what
David
did he
Cassidy.
Do for me?
Not David Cassidy.
Not David Cassidy. What
I'm
did
surprised
he...
you're a Brady Bunch dude.
I like the Brady Bunch, yeah.
That surprises me.
Why?
Just...
Every once in a while, you know, Joe Namath would show up.
It's hokey enough. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I picture you as a kid being who you are now
really young.
What are the tax ramifications of this blended family? You know what I'm saying? Like,
how about these all be full deductions?
Are you closer to your next divorce with this argument? It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
Yeah, we got Bear stuff coming up later. We'll get to the bottom of wide receiver bum fights.
Oh,
we'll see who's mixing it up in Alice Hall today.
Zach's got a circus to cover now.
I know, but he's taking it so seriously.
Yeah, he is.
He's still so earnest about his reporting. He's so into it.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, finish the drill.
This is his thing. Exactly.
Finish the drill.
Go hard. Finish your shift, right? Finish your check. Finish your shift. You got the score.
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the Bears, it's a battle of the bad as the 49ers come to town. Not evil, more deficient, defective, substandard. Think along those lines. Get a full preview right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. I'm going to bet that your office has this guy, because every single office has one. You know, the guy who rolled in today, all hyped up, rocking a red polo because Tiger Woods is back, teeing it up at the Hero World Challenge for his first competitive round of golf in nearly a year. So that means Tiger Guy is back. I know it's true, because there's Tiger trending on Twitter. And those same honks are losing their collective minds. How many times have we been over this? Tiger is not back because he's playing in a no-cut, invite-only, 18-man golf tournament in the Bahamas. And he's not back even if he is treating this weekend like it's a major as opposed to an extended vacation and a free paycheck. Hate to be a big buzzkill, Tiger honks, but relax. And then talk to me when your man is on a golf course on a Sunday where it actually does matter. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey,
when this world seems complicated,
did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Right now, during the Hyundai Black Friday sales event, we're tagging Hyundai cars and SUVs with some of our biggest savings of the season. Hurry into your local Hyundai dealer today and take advantage of these special Black Tag offers on select vehicles like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Santa Fe Sport, and more. They're loaded with the latest tech and safety features and backed with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. It's all part of America's best warranty. Get an early start on your Black Friday shopping and find the perfect Hyundai tagged at just the right price. Head over to your local Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today and see why saving big on a Hyundai is the new black. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai Black Friday sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, lease a Tucson for only $139 a month or an Elantra for just $149 a month. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Offers end November 30th.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello! See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home, give me a call. Tammy wanted to contact a realtor before purchasing a home in Buffalo Grove. Bad move. Not getting pre-qualified by me before talking with the realtor is like serving bacon to a rabbi. Not kosher. I pre-qualified Stacy to purchase a home and introduced her to Gary Ellis, my preferred Buffalo Grove realtor. If you're purchasing a home, call me first. I'll pre-qualify you for free and introduce you to my experienced team of preferred realtors who will help you locate the perfect home. My team of real estate experts will always look out for your financial best interest. If you're buying a home, give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, RMLA, NMLS 19186.
Get your home ready for Christmas at JCPenney. Starting Thursday, get up to 20% off major appliances plus an extra 10% from brands like GE, Samsung, LG, and Frigidaire. And get 18-month special financing on purchases made with your JCPenney credit card made by December 5th. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $299. Hurry, end soon. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store at jcp.com/appliances for details.
thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the young early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii Five-0 has TV's hottest. Romance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy will work for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
5-0!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry. Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii Five-0. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we should send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have, like, sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
The
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Rio Republica in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zegman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
The thing that was most disappointing for me in the passing game is the uncontested outside the number throws.
Offensive coordinator Dow Loggins lamenting some of the issues from last week in Philadelphia that need to be fixed heading into Sunday's game against the 49ers, starting with the play of quarterback Mitchell Trubisky.
He got caught bouncing a little bit. It was a Tennessee head in college. We talked to him a lot about keeping his shoulders and head still. He did get hoppy a little bit, and there were some throws that were errant because of that, and something we're going to keep working and grinding on that way.
Trubisky understands what needs to be corrected.
Him acknowledging that he's doing it is a big step to fixing it, but sometimes in a game when it's going like that, you have to go back to the fundamentals. Hey, go get a completion right here. Think about your footwork. Make sure you're going through the right progression. Make sure your eyes are on the right spot. Those things we can help him in-game, and it's going to be a process and just continue to work through it.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Collins and Chicago's Big Ten team host Michigan and Michigan State, Maryland this season at Allstate Arena. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Beyond the Bears, the 3-16 Bulls at Denver tonight, while the Blackhawks host a Dallas team tonight, which is 4-8-1 on the road. Sounds like the Cubs and Jake Arrieta are continuing to flirt in free agency, but the Arrieta side reportedly wants more years than the Cubs are willing to give right now. Golf, Tiger Woods, 4-under through 14 in the Bahamas, 2-off the lead. College football, Dave Dorn says no thanks to the Tennessee coaching job because he got a raise and an extension from North Carolina State. Dorn, the former Northern Illinois head coach. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lexus of Naperville. Sundays on CBS. They face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
And did we ever find out what happened to the spouses in the Brady Bunch? Like, was it like a fiery crash or?
I think they.
Like a
they,
ridiculous.
The, you mean the other ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. One was a mineshaft explosion, and the other one was a Bosnian war criminal who drank poison in court.
Dude, yeah. Our guy!
That, if you're gonna be a murdering villain,
walking like you're talking,
is going out like a gangster.
Drank poison in the courtroom.
He pulled out a vial of poison and drank it, and announced that he did so, and died in the courtroom.
Challenge. Yeah. You say you gangster?
Watch this.
Yeah, oh my God. That's how all the Bears fans leave the season. Everybody just takes a Jim Jones amount of Kool-Aid and just says, you know what? To hell with football.
Bunch of Bulls fans are watching that like, you know.
Dude. No, but I seriously, what happened to them? Because they never
to the Bosnian War criminals?
No, the Brady the Brady others. They didn't. They never were talked about.
Right.
The kids never referenced them. Like you never got a. You're not my real mom. You silly. Mm-hmm. Like you're not. You know that never happened. Yeah, they made divorce and blending families okay.
Maybe it wasn't divorce. I'm telling you. Maybe it was a horrible death by mutilation.
And you just moved on that smoothly?
Yeah.
No nightmares for any of the kids?
Yeah, you identify the body, and then you head on over back to your AstroTurf lawn.
And what was the name of the maid?
Alice.
And then she had the relationship with the butcher, right?
one of the great Beastie Boys lines of, I'm like Sam the Butcher bringing Alice the meat. Right?
Well,
exactly.
Think about what that show, like how ahead of its time that show was in terms of all the social norms that were being...
The gender roles, even, that you had. I mean, just thinking that, especially under the surface.
Pops was an architect, right?
Right, but now we... Yes, right? He was an architect.
And what was mom? Stay-at-home mom?
Stay-at-home mom.
And you had a maid?
A live-in, full-time maid.
Yeah. Who was a little, you know...
Was a little what? She had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Max and Zion, you're on the score. Hi, Max.
What up, Max?
Max.
Oh, Max. You know, in Zion, we don't get good reception.
I'm sorry, guys. Sorry about that.
Don't be sorry. Just talk. What's up, buddy?
No, I was calling about the Lovie Smith thing with Illinois. And I think the problem down there in Illinois is you got a lot of fans down there who are just not football smart. And what Lovie's doing down there is actually the right thing. If you really pay attention to his recruiting, this is his second year, but he's only had one recruiting class.
Mm-hmm.
So that first year was a total loss. You had a couple of seniors who pretty much stuck it out for that one year. Most of the sophomores and juniors, they bolted camp. They got out of there and left. So this year, he brings in a freshman class. He's got the true freshmen this year, some redshirt freshmen, sophomores. That was pretty much the bulk of that roster.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really look at his recruiting, he has got the right formula. He's trying to recruit heavy in Illinois, get the best of the best here if he can, and the rest, it's Florida guys. And then he's dotting crossing the T's, dotting the I's with guys from other places. But for the most part, it's heavy Florida, heavy Illinois guys. And even the classes coming in next year, it's mostly all Florida guys. So I think he's got the right formula to bring in the athletes and build up the talent base there. But it's going to take some time because, like you guys said, it's all freshmen down there. It's all freshmen in Southport.
That's you got to hope.
So you like the direction they're going in.
It's a matter if these guys are good, though. I mean, you can say just because somebody's from Florida, it doesn't mean they're good.
It could mean that Florida State, UCF, and USF passed up on them.
Sure. Our guy Jerry DiNardo from Big Ten Network was on this morning with Mully and Hanley. He had this to say about it.
People love the University of Illinois. They are proud people. And
I think Lovie's got to give them something that they can hang their hat on. I don't think you can just say, trust me, it'll be okay. I don't think that's good enough for a university. Maybe it's good enough in the NFL. I'd like him to tell the Illini Nation, as you call it, tell us more.
Transparency. Tell us more.
You're not going to get that with Lovie.
Right, not his strength.
And what do you want to hear, though?
Not his strength.
What do you want to hear? That we got
a timeline on it? Yeah, I mean, maybe it helps them if he puts a timeline on it and says, this is when you can expect us to win 10 games.
Before that, you probably have to get a talent that will get the campus buzzing.
A signature recruit.
Yeah. Yep. Get a wide receiver, so hey, or get a defensive end. It's like, you have to come watch him play.
This segment brought to you by Taco Bell. So easy to dip, so hard to put down. Rolled chicken tacos are back. Shredded chicken all rolled up with your choice of dips. Only at Taco Bell.
Is this true that the Brady kids came from donor eggs?
Tweet here from Kurt in Austin. It said, Mike Brady's wife was killed by Bears football.
It's like your dog with Sox baseball.
But actually, when you think about it back then, if you're talking late 60s, early 70s,
people weren't dying from...
It very well could be true.
What were people dying from in the 60s and 70s? Like, what disease, were they dying disease-wise?
Cancer and heart disease.
Well, I'm saying the same things that we got now.
Lots of car accidents, though, because people didn't wear seatbelts and everybody was allowed to drive drunk.
Polio?
No, polio was eradicated.
Mumps?
You don't die of mumps.
Measles?
I don't think... No, I think those...
Mesothelioma?
Ankylosing spondylitis?
I'm just thinking of all the late night commercials that I have to watch these days.
The heartbreak of psoriasis?
Asbestos?
Well, that's mesothelioma, right?
Yeah.
It's caused by asbestos, isn't it?
And members of asbestos.
So who do you like, asbestos? He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bergstein.
He's going to be impotent. I'm sorry. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Don't know how I feel about the Bulls. They're not a very fun team to watch.
No.
But I see Zach LaVine dunking, and I think, wow. But the idea that there are reinforcements. I look at the Bears, and I think, who's coming back there? No.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Don't stress about the chaos of the holidays. Strategize. With the free Spot Hero app, you can book great parking everywhere you go and save time and money that you can spend on enjoying the actual holidays. With promo code FAST, you'll even get $10 off your first parking spot. That's promo code FAST. Spot.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say with every game, every transaction, every outcome, regardless of the record of the team, are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitchell Trubisky is good, the answer is yes.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to
know. It's worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump on a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Texter raises a great point. If the Brady house had a live-in housekeeper who did the cooking and cleaning and the mom stayed at home, what did she do all the time?
Maybe volunteer work. Maybe stuff for the PTA. Maybe she worked for, who knows?
Maybe Joan Namath was coming by and, you know.
We've got a story coming up on In Other News at 4. Yeah, you're joking about that right now, but apparently there is an issue with a man, his wife, and an NFL player.
I know this story.
We are going to get to this.
And he's bringing legal action?
He is seeking redress, as it were. This segment brought to you by Meijer. Now through Saturday at the Meijer three-day sale, when you spend $100 or more, you'll get a $10 off coupon to use next week. Exclusions apply. See all the holiday deals and low prices at Meijer.com. Yeah, that just started with the fact that I'm supposed to feel strongly that Jim Nabors died. No, I didn't know he was alive. I didn't feel strongly that he was alive. I'm sure he was a wonderful guy and a hail fellow, well met, and I've got nothing for you. And I've never seen his work other than knowing his catchphrases.
Golly! There's certain important people that die. Well, I'm not saying Jim Nabors is that important, but there's certain important people that die. I'm like, oh, well.
That sucks.
Yeah. But he didn't really leave a mark with me, or she didn't leave a mark with
me. Now it isn't a matter of somebody dying. It's a matter of six women saying they sent him sex toys and was waving his wang around at work, right? Because now it's just every, it's like.
Russell Simmons today.
Well, that's another one that's been an open secret for a long time, right? Russell Simmons. But, I mean, Garrison Keillor?
You're still on this Garrison Keillor. I sent Nicole the Russell Simmons story, and she said to me, she says, since the beginning of time, men have been, you know, requesting or intimidating or demanding sex from women, it seems like, and now it's all coming out. I'm like, you know what, sweetheart? You're probably right. You're probably right.
But the stuff, the details in this stuff.
You got a button that locks the room from the inside. How lame is that? It's like Sex Panther.
I love
Panther.
That button. I wish we had one in here, but to keep people out.
It's like Sex Panther. It's like an Anchorman bit, dude. Like, you're just, all right, you're in here now. Oh, did you just fall over? I'm going to press this button.
The Mr. Burns trapdoor.
Right. It's Matt Lauer. He's got a $33 million home in the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm. That he gets to helicopter back and forth from his helipad there.
Tanny, Tony, Dan, I always say this. No matter how much of a cretin you are, it's going to come back. You know, somebody's going to catch up with you. But if you don't care about people at all, athletes, I usually address athletes with this, but if you don't care about people at all, think about your money. Like, you've got a $33 million home. There's nothing I want with any intern, and I know it's about power, it's not about the sex, but
correct,
like the moment you get that impulse, don't you think, oh, my foyer? Like, don't you think about, oh, the helicopter might go away? Like, you have a button that locks the door.
But you can't send a female coworker a sex toy with a note
saying this is what I want you to do.
Do with it.
Well,
I mean, at what point? And look, we have been taking, and I will say this about ever since I've joined this station,
mm-hmm,
and we're Entercom now. We were CBS, we were Infinity, we were Westinghouse, we were any number of things. We were a different incarnation of CBS. We were Viacom.
Some of the videos.
And all of these corporations, yeah, have made us sign off on training on this. It's like just now you're hearing, well, Congress is going to get around to having some training on this, or our company is like,
make people more aware of what,
right,
they can't do.
It's like, I mean,
you mean I can't send?
In all fairness, I don't think any of this stuff was in any of those videos.
Right, but we
specifically,
but
right?
Even in
don't send sex toys to the activation.
There were actors. We have even up to, you know, now we have to watch these videos of actors.
And you can't skip
saying,
through them either.
Well, right, you can't skip through. And the actors are saying, well, if you want to get promoted, you better come over to my house after work. And you're like, is this appropriate behavior in the
right
workplace?
And we laugh and go, that's right, ridiculous.
Right, and some of it is so over the top. And we've had to
it's happening.
Fill out these surveys and literally get a diploma every 6 months. We've got to print out a diploma with our name
Instagram,
on it.
The certificate
that says, you know, this
you've
is...
You've graduated from sexual harassment.
And look, and there was a time where, yeah, you would see something, you're like, wait a sec, is that woman an intern?
Yeah,
or,
yeah,
you know, back on Belmont, every once, yeah, in a while, so I don't think that's an intern.
Yeah, right.
I don't think anybody's actually employing this person.
Right, right.
And but ever since the corporate structure is involved, you're talking about
publicly
traded companies, you're, yeah, just, I just, at what point does somebody think, look, I'm going to buy a vibrator and put a note on it? In a box on her desk.
How are you going to do it,
and
Matt?
That's going to be fine,
Matt. What are you thinking about? All right, this is what you know.
Let's play a game,
right? I don't want to be too forward, but you think lime green or purple is the color I should go with? Yeah, man, it's a wild world out there apparently, and every other day you got John Conyers, his old ass,
right,
is
now
running up on,
yeah,
people now, like not now, but you know, for years apparently, and you've got this young lady who's brought the suit against him, saying, you know, I hate to do this to a black man, and it's like, no, you're a person, and your space and your trust and your workplace shouldn't be violated like that. Doesn't matter who he is. Yeah, it's these guys exist, but not to this extent.
Yes.
Where every other day is like Hollywood TV news, film, Hollywood TV news, sports. That, like, just wait until these rock and roll and hip hop, like these certain genres start to get.
R. Kelly everybody's
touring.
Yes, R. Kelly is touring.
Touring.
Meanwhile, Jim DeRogatis, who is the lone wolf doing all the heavy lifting,
getting
reporting
bricks thrown through his window,
reporting everything that, yeah, has gone on with R. Kelly, who's been allegedly holding women as brainwashed sex slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Say
sex concentration
women.
Camp. Yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm,
and he's touring.
Mm-hmm.
What does he have to do? What does he have to do? What do people have to do? Is like, oh, yeah.
Certain fan bases, man, will never, ever, ever doubt the person.
The 773 says Carol Brady was more of a Don Drysdale kind of hookup gal. Yeah, he stopped by every once in a while, right? And who was the...
Are we just making Carol Brady a runner now? Is that his, like,
Dodgers
donation to stop by?
Who was the other...
Dudes are in town, it's like, hey, there's a sock on the door.
No,
don't come in.
There was another early 70s Dodger. He was not a huge name. I think he had a couple good years. I can't recall it, but I would recognize
early 70s
it.
Dodger
there was
that
a,
came by
there was,
to
yes,
drop something off for,
yes,
Carol Brady.
There was another Dodger. I'll
Juan Uribe.
Well, then we got another show. And when every third, yeah, episode Juan Uribe is coming
the
by.
The entire episode, she's upstairs soaking.
Thank you.
Juan Uribe is wearing Alice's uniform. Juan?
Right.
I'm Alice. Yo soy Alice. Hey, white guy.
And the Dominican guy with a kickstand is upstairs.
Again?
Okay, call again, man. Hey, Uribe, man. Nah, yeah. If Juan Uribe shows up at your house, just start packing your bags. That's y'all woman now. That's not
Wes Parker. He was the other Dodger who was on the Brady Bunch. Wes Parker showed up. And
was he at the house, or were they at some weird field?
No, he was at the house. Yeah, but Don would come by. Rudy at the wall. This ball is gone.
Carol Brady was a little bit of a trollop.
Kendall in Naperville, you're on the score.
Hey, Dan, you alluded to the training, like the terrorist sexual harassment. I've had to endure the same thing, and I got to say, it's such a perfunctory exercise, because if any of that wasn't just ingrained common sense from the beginning, then that won't help you.
Right.
And it's really, I really think, and you alluded to this as well, that it's just this power hungry, thing that overcomes these guys. And I think they're decent guys to begin with, and they get into this position and it just changes them. And it's really bizarre.
See, I think, but I got to think though, Kendall, that some of that is in you, Like, I know power and money changes people, but to invade unwanted. Like, I guess when I was a kid, I was a little bit too shy when it came to girls. I just never wanted to bother them, or, I had this fear of rejection. And then I found out that all you had to do was just say hello, and on the nerves, the ice would break right there for you. But man, these dudes who are just constantly ogling chicks or constantly bothering chicks, like, those are the dudes who don't have money. So if you get money and you get power, those guys morph into what we're seeing now.
It's one thing looking at somebody and finding them attractive, right, and thinking to yourself that person is attractive. The barrier that has to be broken to then
not say, an animal.
Like, pull down your pants and show it to somebody who doesn't want to see it. Like, come on, wait, how does one get to the other? That's where the line on that. You're just thinking, like,
acting on that impulse.
Right. It's one thing to say, wow, that's
a beautiful woman.
Exactly.
Look at that lady. She is hot.
Wow.
To, hey,
get a load of this.
Right. What do you think of this?
And then automatically lock her in your office and just think that there's going to be no consequences, I guess. Well, Pete Futak is going to join us to talk college football. There's a lot going on, a lot of levels of that sport right now. It's been a fun year in college football, and it's shaping up to be a fun playoff season and certainly a fun weekend of conference championship games with all kinds of permutations as to who could end up where. He's going to break it all down for you next on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
It's time for some straight talk. You have their unlimited plan. So why do you keep running out of high-speed data? Never run out again with Straight Talk's new Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get all the 4G LTE data you want, all high speed, and all for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks, only from Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Video typically streams at DVD quality. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health.
Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to...
It was worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump with a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn, and unfortunately he has to learn on the job, and you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago.